solace. All I craved day after he died was skin or its silence. A light darkened you could touch. Yesterday, I had to phone her, my lover, calm as I could, and say above the static that my father was gone, but not quite. First, I must give his body, breathed for, away. Hello, this is Sarah. We harvested your dad's liver, which tested fine. This morning, it went to a 26-year-old who needed it. One kidney went locally. It was a match. The other I'll know tomorrow. Do you authorize? The skin, yes. The lungs, yes. The heart, yes. The epidermis, yes. The bone, no. The small intestine, no. The cornea, yes. Seeing her at last, flown here, my wife to be, we held few words, only each other. Desire's murmur is not fire, but water waded out into or washed over us, undertow we feed and are fed from, the absolution of skin. We mourn, moaning, making no one yet, making nothing. Our clothes husks shucked onto the cold tile floor. Even nothing a relief in that darkened room, no need to speak. I held again the speckled shells of her breasts and heard there the ocean against my ear. For the first time after, I slept something resembling sleep, quieted, quelled. What we sought in that afternoon dark was not the past, nor a future I could no longer picture. Waking to find the pillow bowed where her head once set, but the ever-present, a gift made of it, fleeting, then unmade, like our brief, borrowed, narrow bed.